The Rubin Museum of Art in Manhattan has an exquisite collection of art and artifacts from Himalayan cultures. That includes from Tibet. But now the museum has an exhibit that explores Tibet through a more popular art form, the comic book. Reporter Bruce Wallace has our story.
Welcome to Shangri-La. You see, we are sheltered by mountains on every side. A strange phenomenon for which we are very grateful.
James Hilton's novel Lost Horizon, and the 1937 movie based on it, was the first time many Westerners had any kind of vision of Tibet. The thing is, it's not really an accurate vision. Hilton conjures a land where mystical powers give people profound insight and unnaturally long lives. Lost Horizon inspired a lot of the 4 dozen or so comic books on display at the Hero Villain Yeti exhibit. Beginning in the 1940s, characters go traipsing into the Himalayas in search of the Yeti, or Abominable Snowman. And familiar figures like Donald Duck and Bugs Bunny encounter strange, often completely imagined, Tibetan customs. Martin Brown, the exhibit's curator, says this is particularly true in Mickey Mouse in High Tibet, which shows Tibetans greeting people by showing their tongues.
Or when they pour tea, they have a pot of tea on their head, and then they bend down the head and the tea goes into a cup which is in front of them. I mean, such funny things, you know.
In a 1940s American comic book series, a guy uses wisdom gained in Tibet to transform himself into a superhero called the Green Lama. In the first issue, the Green Lama uses his powers to unravel a criminal syndicate in New York. As part of the exhibit, the musical group One Ring Zero composed a score to accompany a live projection of the comic book. The character becomes the Green Lama by chanting a Tibetan phrase, Om Mani Padme Hum. That phrase becomes a recurring motif in One Ring Zero's score. Tenzin Dholkar grew up in a Tibetan community in India. She's studying at Columbia University. She says this is actually a real phrase that every Tibetan knows.
We just grew up saying that. Anything that comes to us that's a challenge or a negative thing, or someone passes away, you hear of it, you're like, oh, my God. Like, that's such a, it's instinctual now.
She's not aware, though, of any other instance of the phrase transforming someone into a superhero. Some of the comic books in the exhibit do seem to actually get Tibet. Tsering Lama, also at Columbia, grew up in a Tibetan community in Nepal. She was a huge fan of Western comic books like Archie and Asterix, and remembers the joy of discovering the comic Tintin in Tibet, where one of her favorite characters travels to a familiar landscape.
He's kind of walking around the streets where I grew up. I mean, it's very humorous, you know, he's kind of making fun of, like, some of the cliches a little bit, like a Tibetan llama is floating in the air, and then, you know, there's Nepali people sort of drying peppers on the street, and there's cows walking around and stuff like that. So, but mostly it was like a visual thing, to see Tibet portrayed in a visual way by somebody that I, like, love, like Tintin, walking around in Tibet and Nepal was really, really cool.
Lama thinks that part of the West's enduring fascination with Tibet, on clear display in these comic books, comes from the fact that the country has, for so much of its history, been closed off. It allows imagination to run wild. And she says there really are some things to be fascinated by.
There are elements of it that are kind of, like, strange, you know? Like, even for me, I don't... Ideas of reincarnation, ideas of monks being able to dry, you know, icy cold sheet wrapped around them just because of their mental power, you know, and things like that. Those are things my parents believe in, and those are things that I wrestle with, too.
She finds it ironic that Westerners so often look to Tibet for peace and strength, when the current reality there can be pretty bleak. The exhibit at the Rubin has inspired Lama and others to start a comic book and graphic novel workshop. They're hoping it might encourage more Tibetans to use this art form to tell their own stories. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace.
You can check out an action-packed Green Lama comic as the man of strength crushes the toy master of crime. That's all at theworld.org.